There'll be, we're in the book of Exodus in the first reading, chapter 12, and there'll be tomorrow, probably Monday, prescriptions for how you keep this memory. Well, we still do, don't we? Isn't the Eucharist a Passover? Didn't our Lord institute this on the night of the Passover and tell us to do it in his memory? So instead of having one night, we do have the great night. We sing the Exultet and we celebrate the Passover, the rescue of God's people, not from Egypt, but from slavery to Satan. And this is still a battle, but it's the same feast. Now, been brought up to a whole other level, where it's not, you know, through a God-prescribed sacrifice of a lamb, but through a Father-prescribed sacrifice of his Son. But it's the same feast. And so we have Easter when we stop and celebrate it. But the heart of it, the Last Supper, the Paschal Supper, we do every day in memory of Jesus. Well, to remember in the Bible means to have what God has done so present that we're different. We're so aware of it, you see. That's why to forget means to sin. If you really knew what God had done for you and is doing for you, you wouldn't sin. And that's what the meaning of forget. Many times in the Old Testament, God says, "You forgot." Does it mean I couldn't recite the creed? No. It means it has no impact on your life at all. Because what I have done for you should be so transforming that I can make a saint out of you. And so we have this account. But it's interesting. You know, Easter is still Passover. It's calculated, we calculate it as the first Sunday after the first full moon after the vernal equinox. But that's just a couple of days after the Jewish calculation. When I lived in Israel, it was amazing. Like, we would have Mass on Holy Thursday night, and all the Jews were celebrating Pesach. This was a night of vigil. All the children of Israel must keep a vigil for the Lord throughout their generations on this same night. That's us. We're the children of Israel. And so we have to keep this vigil. But because the Lord took that night and took the unleavened bread of Pesach and the wine, and broke it and said, "Here, take this. This is my body. Drink this. This is my blood. And do this as a memory for me. Keep this in mind. I want you to celebrate it often. And as you do, keep in mind and have present to yourself what I have done for you." That will melt your heart. That will teach you to turn from sin. That will be the way to salvation. And that's why we have this psalm, huh? Psalm 136, Ki la'olam chasdo. It's because his hesed is unto the hidden times. We translate it forever because we don't have a phrase like that, but forever is, you know, forever is hidden to us. We don't know what that means. And the word in Hebrew means, you know, olam, the age, the hidden future. Ki la olam hasto. And so then we have this text in the Gospel. One of the longest quotes of the Old Testament in the New Testament is here in Matthew, from Isaiah 42. See, he's healing everybody. And that Matthew sees that as the fulfillment, another way that the Father is describing his Son. Behold my servant whom I have chosen, my beloved in whom I have delight. I shall place my spirit upon him, and he will proclaim justice to the Gentiles, not just to the Jews, to the Gentile, justice, tzedek. He will not contend or cry out, nor will anyone hear his voice in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break, a smoldering wick he will not quench, until he brings justice to victory, and in his name the Gentiles will hope. And that's what we're doing here this morning. Most of us here are Gentiles. And we're remembering, he tells us, do this in memory of me. And so we do it. But it's this Passover. Remember, our Lord died as the Passover lamb was being. It's just amazing when you're this in these readings, how we're brought or should be brought into contact with God and see this plan. We still celebrate the Pesach when the Lord rose from the dead, when he instituted the Eucharist. And we keep that every day to think of the rescue that he did for us, rescued us from sin, from darkness, and from certain eternal death. He saved us. It took him a millennium to prepare a people who could bear this message and have among them God incarnate.